प्रेमनंदी हरि हरि वो श्री कृष्ण दास कविराज को स्वामी महाराज की जय। शुद्ध भक्ति होते हाय प्रेम उत्पन्ना अतएव शुद्ध भक्ति रा काये लक्षण। When one is situated in pure devotional service, he develops love of Godhead. Therefore, let me describe some of the symptoms of pure devotional service. Reported in the Bhagavad Gita 1855, it says, Bhaktya mam abhijananti yavanyascha smitatvataha. One cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in truth unless he takes to devotional service. Anya bilasita shunyam jnana karma jnanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktirutama. When first-class devotional service develops, one must be devoid of all material desires, knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy, and fruit of action. The devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. Purport. This verse is also found in Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, as we can understand from the Bhagavad Gita 9:34 and 18:65. The Supreme Personality of Godhead wants everyone to think of him always. Munmana bhava mad bhaktya. Everyone should become his devotee. And not the devotee of a demigod. Everyone should engage in his devotional service, including Archan deity worship in the temple.
Maharaj, Panindranath can be added.
Can you add him? I don't. Oh. Manmanabhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Everyone should offer obeisances from moment to moment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These are the desires of the Supreme Lord. And one who fulfills his desires favorably is actually a pure devotee. Krishna wants everyone to surrender unto him. And devotional service means preaching this gospel all over the world. The Lord says openly in the Bhagavad Gita, Nachatasman Mahusheshu Kashtin Me Priyakritama. One who preaches the gospel of the Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of all is the most dear to Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the Lord so that human society can be perfectly organized from all angles of vision, politically, socially, economically, philosophically, and religiously. From any point of view, human society can be reformed by the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, one who spreads this philosophy of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of all conditioned souls in the universe is perfect in pure devotional service. The criterion is that a devotee must know what Krishna wants him to do. This understanding can be achieved through the medium of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami advises, Ado Gurvasrayam, one who is serious and wanting to render pure devotional service to the Lord, must take shelter of a spiritual master who comes in the disciplic succession from Krishna. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vipu, Bhagavad Gita 4.2, without accepting a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession, one cannot find out the real purpose of devotional service. Therefore, one has to accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and agree to be directed by him. The first business of a pure devotee is to satisfy his spiritual master, whose only business is to spread Krishna consciousness. And if one can satisfy the spiritual master, Krishna is automatically satisfied. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. This is the success of devotional service. And this is the meaning of the word anukulyena. That is favorable devotional service to the Lord. A pure devotee has no plans other than those of the Lord's service. He is not interested in attaining success in mundane activities. He simply wants success in the progress of devotional service. For a devotee, there cannot be worship of others or demigod worship. A pure devotee does not engage himself in such pseudo-devotional service. He is interested only in satisfying Krishna. If one lives only for the satisfaction of Krishna, it does not matter whether he belongs to this order of life or that order of life. One's only business should be to satisfy Krishna. And this process is completely manifest in the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement. It has been actually proved that the entire world can accept devotional service without failure. One simply has to follow the instructions of the representative of Krishna. Shanta Maharaj?
Maharaj?
Yes, can you read?
Next one, Maharaj?
Yeah, I can read for some time. I'm a little tired tonight.
Okay.
If you can read.
Okay, Maharaj. Anya bhajano anya puja chhadi jnana karma anukulle sarvendriyo krishnanu silana. A pure devotee must not cherish any desire other than to serve Krishna. He should not offer worship to the demigods or to mundane personalities. He should not cultivate artificial knowledge which is devoid of Krishna consciousness, and he should not engage himself in anything other than Krishna conscious activities. One must engage all one's purified senses in the service of the Lord. This is the favorable execution of Krishna conscious activities. এই শুদ্ধ ভক্তি এই হিত প্রেম এই হইতে প্রেম হয় পাঞ্চ চরতে ভাগবতে এই লক্ষণ কয় দিজ অ্যাক্টিভিটিজ আর কল্ড শুদ্ধ ভক্তি পিওর ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস ইফ ওয়ান রেন্ডার সচ পিওর ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস হি ডেভেলপস হিজ অরিজিনাল লভ ফর কৃষ্ণ ইন ডিউ কোর্স অফ time in Vedic literatures like the Pancharatras and Srimad Bhagavatam. These symptoms are described. Purport, one has to develop his devotional service under the direction of a pure devotee, the spiritual master, and in accordance with the Vedic directions given in the Pancharatra and Bhagavata systems. The Pancharatra system includes methods of temple worship, and the Bhagavad system includes the spreading of Krishna consciousness philosophy through the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam and the discussion of philosophy with people who are interested. Through discussion, one can create an interest and understanding of Pancharatra and Bhagavata systems. Sarvopadi vinira vinirmuktam tat परात्वेन निर्मलं हिषिकेश सेवनं भक्ति रुच्यते. Bhakti or devotional service means engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all senses. When the spirit soul renders service unto the Supreme, there are two side effects. One is free from all material designations, and one's senses are purified simply by being employed in the service of the Lord. Purport, this verse quoted from Narada Pancharatra is found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.12. Madguna Shruti Matreno Mai Sarva Guha সে মনোগতির অবিচ্ছিন্ন যথা গঙ্গা ভাস মুদুগ্ধ. Just as celestial waters of Ganges flow unobstructed into the ocean. So when my devotees simply hear of me, their mind comes to me. I reside in the hearts of all. The verse as following three verses are quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 3.29, 11 to 14. They are spoken by Krishna in the form of Kapila Dev. Lakshanam Bhakti Yogasyam. Maharaj, I think this Jayadeva Prabhu wants to join. He typed in. Lakshanam Bhakti Yogasya Nirgunasya Hai Uddhartam Ahaituki Avya Avyaya Hita Ya Bhakti Purusottame. These are the characteristics of transcendental loving service to Purusottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is causeless and it cannot be obstructed in any way. Salokya Sasti Samipya Sarupya Itvam Apya Uta Dhyamanam Na Grihannati Vinamat Sevanam Jnanaha. My devotees do not accept Salokya Srashti, Sarupya, Samipya or oneness with me, even if I offer these liberations in preference to serving me. Saeva Bhakti Yogakya Atyantika Udharitaha Yenati Vrajaya Trigunam Mad Bhavayo Papadhyate Prapadhyate. Bhakti Yoga, as described above, is the ultimate goal of life. By rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one transcends the modes of material nature and attains the spiritual position on the platform of direct devotional service. Bhukti Mukti Adi Banchayadi Manehoy Sadhana Korileho Premu Utpanna Nahoy. If one is infected with the desires for material enjoyment or material liberation, he cannot rise to the platform of pure devotion, pure loving service unto the Lord, even though he may superficially render devotional service according to the routine regulative principles. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that if one maintains within his heart the desires to enjoy the results of good work or being embraced by the material world, the desire to get out of material entanglement, one will never be able to attain the transcendental mellows of devotional service. In other words, one must not desire material profit when rendering devotional service. Even if one follows all the 64 regulative principles, he cannot attain pure devotional service with a contaminated heart. Bhukti Mukti Spriya Yavat Pichasi Hridi Vartate Tavat Bhakti Sukhasya Yatra Tatham Abhyayudhayo Bhavat. The material desire to enjoy the material world and the desire to become liberated from material bondage are considered to be two witches, and they hunt one like ghosts. As long as these witches remain within the heart, how can one feel transcendental bliss? As long as these two witches remain in the heart, there is no possibility of enjoying the transcendental bliss of devotional service. Purport. This verse is found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sadhana Bhakti Hoite Hoy Ratira Udai. Rati Gandha Hailitar Prema Nam Koy. By regularly rendering devotional service, one gradually becomes attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When that attachment is intensified, it becomes love of Godhead. Purport. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.2 gives the following information about sadhana bhakti. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam hridi sadhyata. The process of devotional service beginning with chanting and hearing is called sadhana bhakti. This includes the regulative principles that are intended to awaken one to devotional service. Devotional service is always dormant in everyone's heart, and by the offenseless chanting of the holy names of the Lord, one's original dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened. This awakening to Krishna consciousness is the beginning of sadhana bhakti. This can be divided into many different parts, including faith, association with devotees, initiation by the spiritual master, engagement in devotional service under the instruction of a spiritual master, steadiness in devotional service, and awakening of a taste for devotional service. In this way, one can become attached to Krishna and his service. And when this attachment is intensified, it results in ecstatic love for Krishna. The word Rati is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as follows. Vyaktam masa Masha te vanatar lakshate rati lakshanam mukshu prabritinam ched bhavet esa ratir nahi. When a tenderness of the heart is manifested, there is rati or attachment, but those who are interested in being liberated from material bondage will not manifest this tenderness. This attachment is not like material attachment. When one is free of material contamination, attachment for Krishna's service awakens and is called Rati. In the material world, there is attachment for material enjoyment, but this is not Rati. Transcendental Rati can be awakened only on the spiritual platform. Ecstatic love for Krishna Prem is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.41 as follows. Samyam masrinato svanto mamatvati shanitaha bhavasa eva sandhratam buddhi prema nigadhyute. When the heart is completely softened and devoid of all material desires, and when one's emotional feelings become very strong, one becomes very much attached to Krishna. Such purified emotion is known as pure love. Prema vriddhi karme nama sneha ano rayana raga anuraga bhava mahabhava haya. The basic aspects of prema, when gradually increasing to different states, are affection, abhorrence, love, attachment, further attachment, ecstasy, and great ecstasy. But in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.84, sneha, affection is described as follows. Sandras chitto dhravam kurvan prema sneha ityarthi khani kashapi sneho syad visleshya sahishnuta. That aspect of prema in which the melting of heart for the lover is concentrated is called sneho or affection. The symptom of such affection is that the lover cannot for a moment remain without the association of the beloved. A description of mano can be found in Madhyalila, chapter 2, verse 66. Similarly, a description of Parayana is also there. As far as Raga is concerned, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.87 says, Sneha Raga Eno Shyat Sukham Dukham Api Sputam Tat Sambandha Labhepyo Atra Priti Prana. Higher api, that stage at which affection for the beloved converts unhappiness into happiness is called raga or attachment. When one has such attachment for Krishna, he can give up his own life to satisfy his beloved Krishna. Anurāga, Bhāva and Mahābhāva are described in 6th chapter of Madhya Lila, verse 13. The purport to that verse explains Adhiruddha Mahābhāva. Eche bijok inksu rasa gudak khandasara sarkara sita misari uttama misari dvara. The gradual development of flame may be compared to different stages of sugar. First there is the seed of sugar cane, then sugar cane, and then the juice extracted from the cane. When this juice is boiled, it forms liquid molasses, then solid molasses, then sugar candy, rock candy, and finally lozenges. Eisav Krishna Bhakti Rasera Sthayi Bhava Sthayi Bhave Mile Yadi Bhavera Anubhava. All the stages combined are called sthayi bhava or continuous love of Godhead in devotional service. In addition to these stages, there are vibhava and anubhava. Purport. Attachment for Krishna never wanes. It increases more and more as one attains different stages. All the stages together are called sthayi bhava or continuous existence of ecstasy. The nine forms of devotional service are sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakyam, atma nivedanam. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23. When continuous love of Godhead is mixed with the process of devotional service, it is called vibhava, anubhava, sattvika and vyabhichari. The devotee thus enjoys a variety of transcendental bliss. In his Amrita Prabhava Hasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that anubhava can be divided into 13 categories: dancing, rolling on the ground, singing, yelling, jumping, making loud noises, yawning, having heavy breathing, not caring for public opinion, discharging saliva, roaring laughter, unsteadiness, and chikupin. Chikupin.
Hiccuping.
Hiccuping. What is the meaning of this, Maharaj?
That's when you have some air in your body, you sometimes hiccup.
Oh.
Not like burping, but some. How do you explain hiccup? Huh?
It's called hitchki.
What is it?
Hitchki in Hindi.
Hitchki, hitchki.
Okay. Hitchki.
Like
that.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Susha.
These are the symptoms of anubhava. Thus, the transcendental mellows are experienced in different stages. Similarly, there are many other forms of expressions that have been analytically studied by Goswamis. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami gives each and every symptoms a particular name. Sattvika Vyabhichari Bhavera Milana Krishna Bhakti Rasahai Amrita Aswadane. When the higher standard of ecstatic love is mixed with the symptoms of Sattvika and Vyabhichari, the devotee releases the transcendental bliss of loving Krishna in a variety of nectarian tastes. Eche dahi sita grita maricha karpura milane rasal hai amrita madhura. These tastes are like combination of yogurt, sugar candy, ghee, clarified butter, black pepper and camphor and are as palatable as sweet nectar. भक्त भेदरति भेद पंच प्रकार स्थान रति दास्य रति साक्ष्य रति आर वात्सल्य रति मधुर रति यही पंच विभेद रति भेद कृष्ण भक्ति रस पंच भेद अकॉर्डिंग टू द डिवोटी अटैचमेंट फॉल्स विद इन द फाइव कैटेगरीज ऑफ शांत रति दास्य रति साक्ष्य रति वात्सल्य रति एंड मधुर रति दीज फाइव कैटेगरीज अराइज फ्रॉम डिवोटीज डिफरेंट अटैचमेंट टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड द ट्रांसेंडेंटल मेलोज डिराइव्ड फ्रॉम डिवोशनल सर्विस आर ऑल्सो फाइव वेराइटीज परपोर्ट शांत रति इज डिस्क्राइब्ड इन भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु 2.5 16 टू 18 एज फॉलोज मनसे निर्विकल निवरी निर्विकल्पत्वं समो इति अभिधीयते व्हेन वन इज कंप्लीटली फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल डाउट्स एंड मटेरियल अटैचमेंट्स ही अटेन्स द न्यूट्रल पोजिशन कॉल्ड शांतो व्यय विषयोन मुख्यम निजानंद स्त्री यथा आत्मनः कथयते सोत्र स्वा स्वभाव सम इति असौ प्रायो सम प्रधानम ममता बंध वर्जित परम परमात्मतय कृष्णे जता शांतरति मत दि Santarati, realization of Krishna is in the neutral stage between the conception of impersonalism and personalism. This means that one is not very strongly attached to the personal feature of the Lord and appreciation of the greatness of the Lord is called Santarati. This is attachment not to the personal feature but to the impersonal feature. Generally, one in this stage is attached to the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridyeshi juna tishtati brahmayon sarva bhutani yantra rudhani maya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Bhagavad Gita 18.61. On the strength of this statement from Bhagavad Gita, we can understand that in Santarasa, a devotee sees the Lord's representation everywhere. Dasyarati is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.5.27. Thus, swasmad bhavati ye nyunaste nugrahayor hair mataha aradhyatvatmika tesam rati pritir iti rati tatras कृद अन्यत्र प्रीति समहरिणी हय असौ व्हेन द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इन हिज लोकलाइज एस्पेक्ट इज appreciated and a great devotee understands his subordinate position, not only does he surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but due to his subordinate position, he wishes to render some service and thus become favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A devotee in Santarati is not very much willing to render service to the Lord, but a devotee in Dasyarati voluntarily wants to render service. Due to this attitude, the devotee in Dasyarati realizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead more fully than a devotee in Santarati. He considers the Lord to be a worshipable object, and this means that his attachment for the Lord increases. Thus, Dasyarati is characterized as bhakti, pare sanu ভাব বিরক্তির অন্যত্র চ ভাগবত ভাগবত 11.2.42 ইন অদার ওয়ার্ডস অন দ্য দাশরথি প্ল্যাটফর্ম এ ডিভোটি ইজ অ্যাটাচ টু রেন্ডারিং সার্ভিস টু দ্য লর্ড অ্যান্ড হি ইজ ডিট্যাচড ফ্রম মেটেরিয়াল অ্যাক্টিভিটিস Sansarati is neither material nor spiritual, but Dasyarati is actually on spiritual platform. There is no attachment for material things on the spiritual platform. Viraktir Anyatra Cha, a devotee in Dasyarati has no attachment for anything but Krishna's service. Sakhyarati is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.5.30 as follows. ये अस्यो तुल्यो मुकुन्दस्यते साख्य सतां मतः सम्याद विश्रम्भो रूपेश्वं रति साख्यं इहोच्यते according to the opinion of the advanced devotees and learned scholars, a devotee in Sakhyarati feels equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a relationship in friendship. Due to having a friendly relationship with the Lord, not only is one free from material attachment, but one believes in equal dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called Sakhyarati. The Sakhyarati devotee is so advanced that he treats the Lord on an equal level and even exchanges joking words with him. Although one is never equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Sakhyarati devotee feels equal to the Lord and he does not feel guilty because of this. Usually it is offensive to consider oneself equal to the Lord. The Mayavadis, for example, consider themselves equal to the Lord, but such feelings entail bereavement because they are material. Sakhyarati, however, is a feeling experienced in the mind by a pure devotee, and he is eternally related with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in that feeling. Vatsalarati described as following Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.5.33. गुरवो ये हरेर अस्यो ते पूज्य इति विश्रु तह अनुरागो मयि तेसाम रति वात्सल्यम उच्यते इदम लालन भावस्य भावयसि चिबुको स्पर्शन्दिकृत When a living entity is situated on the platform of Vatsalyarati, he thinks of Supreme Personality of Godhead in his childhood future. In this future, the Lord has to be protected by the devotee, and at this time, the devotee takes the position of being worshipped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These feelings of parental love are called Vatsalyarati. When the devotee is situated on this platform, he wants to maintain the Lord like a son. And he describes all good fortune of the Lord. He offers blessings to the Lord by touching his feet and head. Madhurati or attachment in conjugal love is described as follow. Mitho hare mriga kshaya cha sambhogasyadi कर्णम माधुर परा परयो प्रीत प्रियतख्योदित रति अस्यम कथाक्षु भूर खेपो प्रियवाणी स्मिता स्मिताध्यायो मधुर रति द कंजुगल रिलेशनशिप experience between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the young damsels of Brajabhumi continuously exists in eight kind of remembrance. This intimate relationship brought about by conjugal love produces movement of the eyebrows, glancing sweet words and exchanges of joking words. Maharaj?
Yes?
Maharaj, you know, like here it is described that, you know, the devotee accepts Lord as the, like, a childhood form. But what happens, you know, when Lord accepts devotees in the, you know, child form, like Prahlad Maharaj or the sons of Krishna, like Lav Kush, the sons of Lord Ram, what kind of devotion is that?
When the Lord accepts the devotee in you as a young boy? Oh, for a young boy.
Yeah.
Yes, this is, well, Prahlad Maharaj was more, it was a Shuddha Bhakta, but, he had more of a, what do you call that? Awesome. The awesome aspect of God. The aspect of God as the Supreme Lord. This is more of a Vaikuntha relationship, not Goloka relationship. Aishwarya, they call it. And therefore, he was given the king, a kingdom. I give in charge over the kingdom. Not Palladis, I'm thinking of. Who am I thinking of?
So, what category we can place that bhakti, you know, among
that,
these persons?
That is with understanding of Krishna as God, as the Supreme Lord, Supreme Person. So that is Vaikuntha worship. There's also Shuddha Bhakti. Vaikuntha worship is not impure. That's pure devotion. But it is not the same as worship of the Lord in his Vrindavan pastimes. That can only be achieved under the guidance of the Lord's intimate servitors, gopis, or the coward boys, etc. And that's coming through the teachings of Rupa Goswami, who is also a Manjari. Prahlad and Lav Kush and all that, they were worshippers of Narayan, or at least of Ram, who is in the Ayodhya platform. But the Vrindavan platform is different.
So, this Santo Dasya Sakhyo Vatsalya, in which category this bhakti can be placed?
Well, you know, this seems what Prabhupada is talking about here. These are in the Vrindavan plane. You don't have so much Sakya Ras or Vatsalya Ras in the Vaikuntha plane or the other platforms. Only you find it in Vrindavan, Mathura and Vrindavan.
So much, we should go ahead.
Yes. Thank you.
19.185, Maharaj. Santo Dasya Sakhyo Vatsalya Madhura Rasa Nama Krishna Bhakti Rasa Madhye E Pancha Pradhana E Pancha Pradhana. The chief transcendental mellows experienced with the Supreme Personality of Godhead are five: Santo Dasya Sakhyo Vatsalya and Madhura. Asyo dhutas tatha viraha karuna raudra iti api bhayanaksha sa vibhatasa iti gunascha sapta dha. Besides the five direct mellows, there are seven direct mellows known as laughter, wonder, blurry composition, anger, disaster, and fear. This verse is found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.5.116. Hasya Adhuta Veera Karuna Raudra Vibhatasa Bhaya Pancha Vidha Bhakti Guna Sapta Rasahaya. In addition to the five direct mellows, there are seven direct mellows known as laughter, wonder, all this. Same thing. means laughter, wonder, chivalry, composition, anger, disaster, and fear.
Maharaj, Maharaj.
Yes, Maharaj.
This is called indirect mellows, not direct. There are seven indirect mellows.
Seven indirect mellows.
And there's that word is chivalry and compassion.
Yes. Compassion. Known as laughter, wonder, chivalry. Maharaj?
Yes, chivalry. Chivalry means, like bravery, something like that.
Compassion, anger, disaster, and fear. Santa Bhakti Rasa is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.1.4-6 as follows. Vyakshaya Manair Vibha Badhyahiya Saminam Swada Yatam Gataha Sthai Santi Ratir Dhirahi Santa Bhakti Rasa Smritaha Prayah Sva Sukha Jatiyam Sukham Syad Atra Yoginam Kintvab Atma Sokhyam Aganam Gahanam Tvam Isha Mayam Sukham Tatrapiso Swarupanu Bhavasya World Hetuta Dasadi Van Mano Gyatva Liladir Na Tatha Mataha. When Santarati, natural attraction exists continuously and is mixed with ecstatic emotion, and when the devotee releases that neutral position, it is called Santa Bhakti Rasa. Santa Bhakti Rasa, devotees generally release the impersonal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since their taste of transcendental bliss is incomplete, it is called Agahana, or not concentrated. A comparison is made between ordinary milk and concentrated milk. When the same devotee goes beyond the impersonal and tastes the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his original form as Sachit Ananda Vigraha, Brahma Samhita? BS? Brahma Samhita,
BS? Yes, sir.
Brahma Samhita 5.1, his transcendental, blissful body, complete in knowledge and eternity. The taste is called concentrated gahana, transcendental bliss. Sometimes the devotees in Santarasa release transcendental bliss after meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this is not comparable to the transcendental bliss released by the devotees situated in Dasyarasa, the transcendental mellows in which one renders service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dasyarasa or Dasya Bhakti Rasa is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2, 3-4 as follows. Atmo Chittair Vaibhavadhari Pritir Aswadani Yatam Nita Chetasi Bhaktanam Priti Bhakti Rasa Mataha Anugraya Asya Dasatval Lalya Twad Apya Ayam Dvidha Vidyate Sambrama Prita Gaurava Prita Iti Api. When according to his desires, the living entity develops love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this beginning stage of love is called Dasya Bhakti Rasa. Dasya Bhakti Rasa is divided in two categories called Sambrama Dasya and Gaurava Dasya. In Sambrama Dasya, the devotee renders respectful service to Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in more advanced Gaurava Dasya, His service takes the form of giving protection to the Lord. Sakya Bhakti Rasa is described as follows in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.3.1. Sthai Bhavo Vibhava Dai Sakyam Atma Chitteir Iho Nitas Chitte Satam team raso preyano udrayati. According to one's original consciousness, ecstatic emotions may be exhibited as continuously existing in fraternity. When the stage of Krishna consciousness is mature, it is called Priya Rasa or Sakya Bhakti Rasa. Vatsalya Bhakti Rasa is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.4.1 as follows. Vibhava Vibhavo Daistu Vatsalyam Stai Pushtim Upa Gataha Esa Vatsalo Namatro Prokto Bhakti Raso Budhai. When externally existing love of Godhead transforms into parental love and is mixed with corresponding emotions, that stage of spiritual existence is described by learned devotee as Vatsalya Bhakti Rasa. Madhura Bhakti Rasa is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.5.1 as follows. Atmo Chitter Vibhava Dai Pushtim Nito Satam Ridhi Madhu Madhura Kyo Bhaved Bhakti Rasa Sau Madhura Rati. If in accordance with one's own natural development in Krishna consciousness, one's attraction leans towards conjugal love within the heart, that is called attachment in conjugal love or Madhura Rasa. Similarly, Hasya Adbhuta Vira Karuna Raudra Bhayo and Vibha. So the servant Vibhasa. The seven direct mellows are explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 4.1.6. The Hasya Bhakti Rasa, laughing devotion, is explained as follows. Bakshya Manair Vibhava Dai Pushtim Haso Rati Gata Hasya Bhakti Rasa Namo Buddhair Esa Nigadati. When through devotional service, a laughing attachment to Krishna is developed, it is called Hasya Bhakti Rasa by learning scholars. Similarly, Adbhuta Rasa is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 4.2.1. Atmo Chitter Vibhava Svadayotvam Bhakta Chetasi Sa Vismayo Ratir Nitadhuta Bhakti Rasa Bhavet. When one's general attachment is fixed in wonder, it is called Adbhuta Bhakti Rasa. Vira Bhakti Rasa is described as follows. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 4.3.1. Saibot Tasa Rati Stai Vibha Vadeir Nijo Chito Ani Yatma Swada Atvam Vira Bhakti Rasa Bhavet Yuddha Dana Dayo Dharmais Chaturdhva Vira Uchate. When attachment to Krishna mixes with the bellicose tendency, the charitable tendency or merciful tendency in the heart of devotee, such devotion is called Vira Bhakti Rasa. Karuna Bhakti Rasa is described as follows. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 4.4.1. Atmo Chitter Vibhava Dair Nita Pushtim Satam Hridi Bhavech Choko Rati Bhakti Raso Hi Karuna Dhiha. When one devotional attitude and attachment for Krishna is mixed with lamentation, it is called Karuna Bhakti Rasa. Similarly, Raudra Bhakti Rasa is described as follows. Bhakti Rasa Sindhu 4.5.1. Nita Krodha Rati Pushtim Vibhava Dair Nijo Chittai Hridi Bhakta Jnana Rudra Bhakti Raso Bhavet. When devotion is mixed with anger in the heart of devotee, the taste is called Raudra Bhakti Rasa. Bhayanak Bhakti Rasa is described as follows. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 4.6.1. Bhakshai Manair Vibhava Dai Pushtim Bhayo Ratir Gata Bhayanaka Vido Bhakti raso dhirai udi rayate. When devotion is mixed with fear, it is called bhayanaka bhakti raso. Vibha taso bhakti raso is described as follows. Sindhu 4.7.1. Pushtim nijo vibha abha dair jugup sa rati agate aso bhakti raso dhirair vibha to sakhyo iti yate. When one's attachment for Krishna develops in an abominable way and the devotee enjoys it, that is called vibhavasya bhakti raso. In conclusion, when a pure devotee is situated in any of five principal mellows, santo, dasyo, sakhyo, vasalyo, or maduro, and that mellow is mixed with one or more of the seven indirect bhakti raso, hasyo, adbhuto, viro, karuna, raudra, bhayanaka, or vibhasya, the indirect mellows becomes prominent. Pancharasa stai vyapi rahe bhakta mane saptaguna aganatuka paye karane. The five direct transcendental mellows of devotional service are permanently situated in the heart of the devotee, whereas the seven indirect emotions appear suddenly under certain conditions and appear more powerful. Maharaj, why this Santa Bhakti Rasa is being told as impersonal? He is realizing the, you know, Paramatma personality.
Because there's no direct, there's no active service in Shankaras.
But what is his relation? Is it personal or is it like impersonal? Means like the like he's seeing Paramatma, but you know this Gyanvad is, this Gyanmarg is only this Brahman.
It's just meditation stage. Enjoying the bliss of meditating on Krishna's form. Not actually rendering any service. No. Prabhupada told there that it is not actually the plane of either spiritual or material. Spiritual
yes.
plane only manifests when there is service. The plane of dedication. Shanta Ras is more of just the meditation, and maybe on the personal form of the Lord, then it has to be inspired by some activity from the Shantaras. We know in the case of the four Kumaras, they were also absorbed in Shantaras, but somehow or other they came in contact with the smell of the fragrance of the Tulsi leaves, and they became attracted to Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
If there is some attraction to the Supreme Lord, then they may develop some relationship from Shanta Ras. But generally, it's neither in either plane, spiritual or material.
And while the Shanta Ras devotee sometimes may think himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because, you know, I heard once, like Goswami Maharaj was telling that Siddhar Maharaj told that, you know, this Paramatma realizing, you know, like this personality, sometimes they may think themselves as God at the end.
Maybe, I don't know if that's called Shantaras then.
That is not Shantaras.
No, that is more of a plan. That is more of a position of mukti. Of liberation.
Maharaj,
it's called mukti, no? Yes.
Maharaj, actually, there is one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita which says that there are two sayujyas. One is Brahma sayujya, other is the Jog sayujya. So in the Jog sayujya, at the end, sometimes yogis think themselves to be the Lord. So, and then it is said it is worse than Brahma sayujya. This idea of Jog sayujya is worse than even Brahma sayujya.
Yes. That would be considered a plane of liberation, a position of liberation, or seeking oneness with the Lord. That is not actually Shantaras. Shantaras has some relationship with the Lord and neutrality, though.
Just in like, you know, Bhijan Maharaj, who had a darshan.
Meditational joy, meditating on the Super Soul. But not actually developing any service attitude. I think we can stop now.
Yes, my is always 7:30 here.
All right, thank you, Maharaj, for reading.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.
I don't know what's to everyone. Say Hare Krishna to one another.
Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Pad Bhakti Madhapuri Maharaj ki jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.